Sri Vishnu Sahasra Nama. Name 781 Durjaya. This is the first of a series of names in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which begin with the prefix Dur, which is taken from Dush, which means difficult. So the upcoming names after Durjaya are Duratikrama, Durlaba, Durgama, Durga, Dushtavasa, Duravasa, and Durariha. Now, some of these names have overlapping meanings, and there may be just some subtle differences between them. And also, now that we're getting up towards 800 names that have been discussed, we'll also find that some of the names that are coming up in Vishnu Sahasranama, they parallel or closely similar to names that have already come up before. So we'll find something which may seem like repetition, but repetition of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly welcome. So let us go on with our discussion of this name, Durjaya. And it's not like something, you think, I heard it all before. I already heard that. We want to go on to something bigger, better, higher. No, it's very pleasing to repeatedly hear Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many times have we heard Srila Prabhupada say that? He didn't get tired of saying it. We shouldn't think we're more exalted than he, who took great pleasure in repeatedly telling the people of the world that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this Vishnu Sahasranam gives us insights into why and how Krishna must be understood to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just one name can give us so much material to discuss about his divine names, forms, qualities, pastimes, associates, and so on. So the name Durjaya. Dur means difficult. Jaya means conquering. These are common words. But the Dur prefix is common, and the Jaya is also Jaya in the sense of conquering. It's common. Parashara Bhatta gives the meaning, and again, this is going to be very similar to names that have come up previously, like Aparajit and Ajita, not conquered by others. Ajit, not conquered. And Durjaya means difficult to conquer. So it's similar meanings, and it'll be a similar discussion. So Parashara Bhatta says that this name Durjaya means he who cannot be controlled with a rider except by devotion. Which, of course, brings to mind a verse that I've quoted many times in this series of discussions on Vishnu Sahasranam, and probably will quote many times more, as Srila Prabhupada himself quoted it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, took great pleasure in hearing this verse from Rai Ramananda as the portal to further discussions of pure devotional service. And those of you who are somewhat seasoned in studying Gaudiya Vaishnav literature, which for pretty much all of us at the present time means studying Srila Prabhupada's books, they will know that I am referring to the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Gyane prayasamuda pasyana manta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartam. Sthane stita shutigatang tanuvang manobhi. Ye prayasham. Jita jito pyapita istrilokyam. I'm going to read the translation that Srila Prabhupada gave to this verse in his purport on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 18. Lord Brahma said, O my Lord Krishna, a devotee who abandons the path of empiric philosophical speculation aimed at merging in the existence of the Supreme and engages himself in hearing your glories and activities from a bona fide sadhu or saint, and who lives an honest life in the occupational engagement of his social life, can conquer your sympathy and mercy, even though you are ajita, or unconquerable. Satyadeva Varshishta, inspired by that difficult to conquer Lord from within his heart, gives what from our perspective seem to be novel understandings of many of the names in Vishnu Sahasranam. And one meaning he gives to the name Durjaya is that those persons who follow the injunctions of the Shastra, that means acting according to the commands of Krishna for how to live in this world, as given in Shastra, will always be successful. Jaya can mean to attain success. It can be extrapolated to mean that. And Satyadeva Vashishta says that those who follow Shastric rules, they will ultimately come out on top because the Lord resides within them as Durjaya. He's cheering them on. He's doing more than cheering them on. He's helping them in their endeavors. Of course, one should use the Shastra, but follow the Shastra. Ah, that's a point. We should follow the Shastra for the pleasure of Krishna. There may be people like Ravana who use the Shastra for reasons that were opposite to the purpose of Shastra. The whole Shastra is to please the Supreme Lord, and just like Indrajit, he was performing a sacrifice, the son of Ravana was performing a sacrifice to get power to fight with Rama. Who is the Supreme Person? The whole purpose of the Shastra is to please the Supreme Lord, but Ravana and his cohorts were utilizing the power that you can get from the Shastra to try to go against the Supreme Lord. He should have been so happy. The Supreme Lord came to my kingdom. Oh, welcome him in the best possible way. Of course, he came to Ravana's kingdom. He would have never got anywhere near it, probably, but he went there because of Ravana's gross misdeed. But at least the people of Sri Lanka can be happy, at the present time, can be happy one way or the other that the Supreme Lord touched his divine lotus feet to their land. Of course, there is some controversy whether the Sri Lanka at present is the Lanka of the Ramayana, but as far as the people of Sri Lanka are concerned, those of them who take interest in this, which means many of them, they consider it the land where Rama came. So let them be happy in remembrance of him. Now, Sri Parashara Bhatta, as those who are kindly listening to this series of discussions given by my humble self on Vishnu Sahasranam, Sri Parashara Bhatta, he sees names in groups, that this sequence of names refers to the Virata Rupa, the universal form. This series of names refers to Rama, the son of Dasharath, and so on. So, in considering the name Ajita, if you say, well, Ajita and Durjaya, they're almost the same, aren't they? But when he was discussing Ajita, then that was in the group of names that Parashabhata sees as describing the Supreme Lord as Shuddha Satswarupi. That the point being emphasized there in that group of names, Parashabhata says, is that he is of his very form, which is non-different from him, is of Shuddha Sattva, of absolutely pure goodness. It's difficult to translate these words into English or even to conceive of their import with a mundane mind. It's words from beyond the material world and from beyond the material understanding. Therefore, achintya, achintya, that which is inconceivable. The names Aparajita, which came up 60 names ago, 721, is in the same group that this name, Durjaya, the very large group that Parashabhata sees, is describing what in the Sampradaya of Parashabhata, Sri Sampradaya, they see as Krishna avatar. We also see Krishna as Krishna avatar, but that difference is there, that we see he's avatar, but he's avatari. He's the source of all incarnations. And this present name, in a subdivision of that name, of that group of names, coming up again, Aparajita, Parashabhata sees that in a group of names that stress the Supreme Lord's quality of one who vinashayata dushkritam, destroys the rascals. So in various ways he sees similar names in various features. So at the present time, the present name, Durjaya, he who cannot be controlled or bought or in any way conquered over, except when he decides to reveal himself. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevon Mukhehi Jivadu Swayame Vaspuratiyada. Krishna cannot be conceived, cannot be comprehended by the mundane mind, cannot be avang manasagochara, cannot be described by mundane words or conceived of within the mundane mind, but he reveals himself to persons he likes to, and he likes to reveal himself to those who have a mood of service to him. That is the process he gives. You want to conquer me? You want to conquer me? Ravana, you want to conquer me? Forget it. Hiranyakashipu, you want to forget? Get out of here. And humble wife of Vidur, you want to conquer me? Okay, banana skins, wonderful. Yes, Krishna is not conquered by the terrible yogic prowess and the mighty army of Ravana, but he's conquered by the banana skins of Vidurani, the wife of Vidura. Is it banana skin? What is the trick to conquer God? Banana skins. What do you do? What do you do? You throw them on the path and he slips over. No, No? You feed him banana skin. Feed him banana skin. But the whole point is she didn't think I'm feeding him banana skins. That's the story as it's told. Just out of her feelings of intense delight. Oh, Krishna came to our home. She didn't think he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we're going to get all kinds of benefits from him. Just she loved him, that's all. And in her surprise, oh, Krishna, and surprise and delight and feed him. She, what have you got to feed him? Well, some bananas growing outside. Bananas in this part of the world, they just... If they weren't such useful plants, every part of the banana tree, not only the fruit, can be used in a very, very helpful ways. If they weren't such helpful plants, you might think they're a weed. They just grow up. Bananas grow anywhere. They just grow by them. If you don't cultivate them, they'll just grow by themselves anyway. So she was feeding him bananas, and Krishna was in bliss. This is bliss. This is great. Yeah, I'm so fed up of all this political intrigue, all this Duryodhana rascal. Ah, my devotee, what a relief to get away from that Duryodhana and all his nasty cronies. Ah, my devotee. So nice. So he was obliged to eat the banana skins that she missed in her delight she mistakenly gave him. So she conquered him. She wasn't trying to conquer him. That's the whole point. She wasn't trying to conquer him. Others, Duryodhana, so many schemes in his mind, always plotting. Unimpressive. But the love of the devotee, very impressive. So he reveals himself. He makes himself tasyaham sulabha partha ananya cheta satatam yo mam smarati nityashaha tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yogina. To the yogi, the devotee who's linked with me by always thinking of me, Krishna says, I'm very easily available. So kind. But by the audacity and schemes of Duryodhana, very cunning. If we see all the great demons in history, Duryodhana is probably number one in cunning. That's quite an award, lifetime award for Duryodhana, cunningness, but it's not a good award. Oh, so in this regard about Vidur. Well, there are different stories told. We hear this, she was reading him, she was feeding him, his wife was feeding him, Vidur's wife was feeding Krishna banana skins. And so she's peeling the banana to feed him, but then mistakenly giving him the skin instead of the banana, and Krishna was eating it. Cows and goats, they like to eat banana skins. Probably quite nourishing for humans also, if you could digest it. I'm not sure if it's digestible by the human stomach, but it's not normally eaten, is it? By humans. Jaya Madhava Madana Murari Radhe Shama Shama Sham. Jaya Keshava Kali Mala. Jaya Keshava Kalimala Hari Radhe Sham Shama Sham Duryodhana Kabhogna Kayo Rukho Sagvidur Aghara Kayo I say Prema Pujari Radhe Sham Shama Sham. Hindi song, which I haven't heard anyone sing it for years. I used to hear it regularly when in my early days in Krishna consciousness, in the when Gujaratis used to come to our temples, or we used to visit their house. They're very fond of singing this song. It's a Hindi song, not a Gujarati song, but they like to sing it. So The meaning, Jai Madhava Madana Murare Radhe Sham Shama Sham. These are all names of Radha and Krishna. Keshava Kalimala Hari. Keshava, who takes away the dirt of Kali Yuga. Then, the food offered by Duryodhana. Duryodhana kabhog nakayo. He didn't eat the food. Krishna didn't eat the food given by Duryodhana, the king, who's all kinds of delicacies offered by him. But Rukha sag vidura ghar kayo. But the dried up, not very palatable sag, that's just some cheap green leaves. Again, it grows like a weed everywhere. In fact, in the villages and even in the towns in Bengal, people, they just go out here and there and pick up some what look like some weeds growing, and they're delicious pot herbs, I think they're called in American English, green leafy vegetables, they're called in Srila Prabhupada's books. So they just grow anywhere, and it's not considered very special because it's free. You can get it. You can buy, some are cultivated and you buy them in the market, but especially in Bengal, it just grows everywhere. And if you want to grow some, you can just grow it. It just grows so easily and so profusely. So it's a poor man's food. Very nourishing, very tasty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked varieties of shark, green leafy vegetables, so much. But the point here, yeah, the point made that Krishna, he rejected food from Duryodhana, knowing Duryodhana to be such a nasty, wicked person, that Duryodhana, he was inviting Krishna to eat, not out of love or regard for Krishna, but he wanted to get some advantage, wanted to get some advantage over Krishna, to use the opportunity to forward his plans for conquering over the Pandavas. So Krishna refused that, and he went to get he went to the house of Vidura, who fed him whatever he could feed him. Of course, Vidura, he was also living under the patronage of Dhritarashtra, his half-brother, and he wasn't a poor man, so I don't know where these stories... He was maintained well, so these stories come as if Vidura is a poor man. But maybe, I haven't investigated, but it may be that there was nothing prepared and just whatever simple things were there were given. Anyway, no one can conquer over him, that's the point. But the devotees can conquer him. And if we take his blessings, then we also cannot be conquered. You may say, well, Vaishnav kings have been conquered in the past. In fact, from the era of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know that two great Vaishnav kings, Prataparudra Maharaj, who is well known to the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he was the king of what is now called Orisha. That area, of course, the boundaries weren't exactly the same. And he was regularly in rivalry with and sometimes fought with the Krishna Deva Rai, who's in Indian history, is a much bigger figure. He was further south in the kingdom of Vijayanagara. And they were both Vaishnavas. They were fighting each other, and real fights. I mean, with armies and killing. Who will win? What do you do? What does Krishna do when two of his devotees are fighting like that? Better devotees don't fight. Better, we can say, without any offense meant to Raja Krishna Deva Rai or Prataparudra Maharaj. Devotees, better we cooperate. In Kali Yuga, everyone's fighting, and devotees are fighting. also. It's the nature of material world. It's the nature of existence, actually. In Vaikuntha, there's no fighting. But in Vrindavan, way up above Vaikuntha, there's fighting, but it's all fun. And here, fighting is not fun. Can be, but generally, especially in this Kali Yuga, a lot of bitterness. A lot of bitterness. So, if we have Krishna as our friend, then Rake Krishna Mareke, who can kill a person who's protected by Krishna? From Mahabharata, Yasya Mantri Cha Gopta Cha Suhrit Chaiva Janadanaha Hari Trilokya Nata Sankim Nutasya Nirjitam. What is there in the world that cannot be conquered? Who is there that cannot be conquered by someone who has the Supreme Lord Hari as his mentor, protector, and friend? This Lord Hari, who's the controller of all the three worlds. So these names, Aparajit, which comes twice, Ajit, and Durjaya, they all have very similar meanings, but Parashara Bhatta, taking divine inspiration from Lord Ranganath, who he is famous up to the present day as one of the great servitors of Bhagavan Ranganath and Sri Rangam, and his family descendants are still there doing the same services. It's very, very pleasing to see that in the same family, generation after generation, they're serving the Lord. So taking inspiration from the Supreme Lord, who he served faithfully throughout his life, Sri Parashara Bhatta has given different angles to understand these very similar names or repeated occurrence of the name. They all describe his invincibility. If we say Durjai, who cannot be conquered or very difficult to conquer, then we're talking about his invincibility. Shankaracharya. These are the two commentators who are within this study that I'm making, talks that I'm giving are based on a study which gives special importance to the interpretations given by Parashara Bhatta, Vaishnava, and Shankaracharya, who is also a Vaishnava, but superficially, a Mayavadi. So, Shankaracharya, for the name Ajita, as it previously appeared, gives the same meaning. He is invincible, but how in Ajita previously? He who has never been conquered in any of his avatars. He came, Matsya, unconquered, Kurma, unconquered, Varaha. Well, we don't have a record of Matsya or Kurma fighting, but Varaha fighting, who won? Okay, what are the odds? It's Varaha versus Hiranyaksha. Betting odds, get out the bookies. Varaha's going to win, that's for sure. Then Hiranyakashipu and Nrisimha, who's going to win? Nrisimha wins. Vamana, no fighting. There's another instance of, he wasn't personally fighting. But there's another instance, I was saying how Ravana used the Vedic knowledge against Vishnu, so Shukracharya was doing the same thing indirectly, and then when Vishnu came as Vamana, he quoted from Shastra, Shukracharya quoted from Shastra to Bali Maharaj why Bali Maharaj should revoke his promise. But Bali Maharaj didn't follow him. So Vamana, yeah, he was unconquered. And you go, Parashuram, unconquered. And it goes on and on, unconquered in all his avatars. Then, for the first occurrence of the name Aparajit, Shankaracharya says, he who has conquered desires internally, really, he has material, gives the idea that he has material desire. He doesn't have material desires, but even if you imagine he has, if by study you can understand he's conquered, there's just no room for in material desires. And externally he conquers the demons. For this name, Durjaya, in the present verse under discussion, Shankaracharya says, who is invincible? Just as that's like a blanket term to cover everything. And then again for Aparajit coming up, Shankaracharya says, he's unconquered by gods and men. Another meaning of the name Durjaya, who makes it possible for us to conquer dukkha. So this name Durjaya can be broken in another way. Who conquers dukkha? Du becomes Durjaya. So the conqueror of unhappiness. The Supreme Lord has no unhappiness, but we do. So he helps us to conquer unhappiness. Within pretty much everyone in the material world, there are so many bad desires, but Krishna helps us to conquer. Conquer, just like in a battle, in a war, some battles may be lost, but ultimately we succeed. We see in the Mahabharata battle that the 18 days. So sometimes it seems that the Kurus were going to annihilate the Pandava forces. Sometimes the Pandavas were on top, and ultimately the Pandavas were on top. So in our struggles to become Krishna conscious, sometimes it may seem we're going down, but we have to hold on to Krishna with the faith that if we hold on to Krishna, ultimately Krishna will help us to conquer over Maya. Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning that he can be conquered within the heart by the method of meditation, but it's very difficult. Conquered within the heart means that the successful yogi who meditates on him can see him within the heart. But that is a very difficult process. Which brings us to the consideration of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given us a very easy process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The process is very easy. The process of Krishna consciousness given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very easy. You may think, oh, rising early in the morning, no tea and coffee. It's nothing. You see the austerities that people previously used to do in order to try to understand God. So it's a very easy process. But although the techniques may be easy, we may find to actually clean the mind of all the dirty things doesn't seem easy at all. But Srila Prabhupada many times said that if we follow all these principles, rising early, chanting 16 rounds, four regulated principles, we can go back to Godhead in this very life. This Dhanavir Maharaj, I believe it was, who made a simple arithmetic, how to go back to Godhead. 16 plus 4 equals BTG. 16 rounds and 4 regulated principles, and you can go back to Godhead. Based on, Srila Prabhupada said that, if you do that throughout your life, you go back to Godhead. Of course, if we don't seriously practice, we won't be able to properly chant Hare Krishna anyway. So 16 serious rounds. But that's the point. From this discussion of Durjaya, we should get the point that God realization is not such a cheap thing. Definitely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very kindly makes it relatively easy for us, but it's not such a cheap thing. People say, well, do you believe in God? Well, yeah, I think I believe in God. What do you think about God? Yeah. To me, God is blah, 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 whatever thing comes in. God is not so cheap. You just say something, I think about God, something glib you say about God. You just consider that in different traditions throughout the world and up to the present day, there are people who accept very, very difficult vows, monks in monasteries and nuns, they cloister themselves. The very word cloister gives the idea of a monastery. And they spend their whole life in prayer, contemplation, no material comfort, just for the sake of God. Study. And we take it, God, yeah, easy thing. Not so easy. That's another aspect of Maya, to think that God is so easy to get. Actually, this name Durjaya, that is very appropriate to Krishna in as much as his Maya is very difficult to conquer. Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Krishna says that this divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome. Very difficult to overcome. But by his mercy, mameva ye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. But one who surrenders to me can cross beyond it. But it's not easy to cross over maya. Even surrendering to Krishna may not be very easy. But there is the process if we Krishna-ize our lives. As Uddhava, the great devotee of Lord Krishna, said to Krishna, very happily, we can feel the happiness of Uddhava as he says these words to Krishna. Tvayo pabukta shragandha vasalankara charchitaha Uchishta bhojino dasas tavamaya jayemahi. He says, Krishna, by taking the things that you have enjoyed, shrug, ganda, that means garlands and scents, and we'll see these terms, shrug, ganda, ganda, shrug. We'll find these two terms coming up again and again and again in Bhagavatam and elsewhere. Garlands of flowers. The flowers presumably are meant to have a good scent. And then there are extracts, oil extracts from flowers and other items which give essential oils. When we say essential, it doesn't mean essential in this. When we say essential oil, it doesn't mean that it's absolutely necessary that you use it, but it means that it has the essence of, for instance, sandalwood essence or rose essence. So this Tvayopabhukta Shragandha, by wearing the flower garland offered to Krishna, this flower garland offered to Krishna, offered to Prabhupada, offered to myself, 1, 2, 3, I'm the third recipient of this. Tvayopabhukta Shragandha, and the essential oil offered to Krishna. So that's offered with a cotton swab, and then the cotton swab which is rubbed on Krishna's body or held up to his nose is again given to us. We can smell. Tvayopabhukta Shragandha Vasa, the clothes that Krishna wore, we can wear. The ornaments And then the food that Krishna, this is the item that we're most accustomed to taking regularly, daily. By taking the food offered to Krishna, we, your servants, in a mood of service, can conquer over your maya. So Krishna very kindly gives us these means to conquer over his maya. So let us do that. Follow the process of Krishna consciousness and pray to Krishna. Please help me to come to you. You're very difficult to attain, but you yourself have come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us this process. Please help me. I have no strength. You have all strength. Even great demons, Ravana and so on, with their strength they cannot conquer you. But by the mercy of my spiritual master, I have received in my heart this desire, this great ambition to conquer over you. And I'm asking you to help me fulfill it. Just like, well, it's a bit different, but Yudhishthira, before the battle, goes to Bhishma and Drona asking for their blessings to defeat them. So Krishna, we pray to Krishna, please, I'm asking for your blessings that I may defeat you. I want to join. I want to join with your... Actually, we want to be dasanu 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 das. The servant of the servant of the servant. We don't think I want to conquer over you. But Krishna himself is very kindly agrees to be conquered. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who is known by 1,000 names, unlimited names, and today we have discussed the name Durjaya. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nitaya chunakam padayane patya kridvacha kakushata metadaham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat gauranga chandra charne kuruta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.